All right, welcome to the Purple Patch, very special episode here with Duck and Oz, and we're joined by Brendan Cox. Coxie, so just talking about your year last year in particular, you won a Rising Star nomination, stitched up chair a bit there, mate. Yeah. Probably let him know all about it, but how was that, mate?
Absolute honour. I did give Chez a bit of stick. I told him he should have won it, but they gave it to the better player on the day. absolute huge honour, and I think Lukey won one the year before, and then, so hopefully Talon can win one this year.
That'd be great. Against Collingwood a couple of, last year?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, the end of the the end of the season last year. He had a great game.
He thought he had it all sewed up that week.
Mate,
he goes, I'll probably win it this week.
Mate, from Dockers, you've got to play like 12 good games before anyone recognises you anywhere. Yeah. That's a bit of a stitch up there. Outside of footy, mate, what are we doing in terms of what's the stuff you do at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm doing my diploma in building and construction, which is with Ballers, Sonny and Steve and Brett Booley. So we started that a couple of years ago and hopefully can finish it by the end of this year, which is taking a bit longer than we thought it would because we're not the smartest group going around, us boys.
So you're going to go into business together, you reckon?
No, definitely not. I've seen how they work. Don't want to go with them.
Yeah. Surely, what do you got? Because Bewley and Switkowski, Schultz here, both tradies, aren't they?
Yeah.
So get those in there. You can just sort some stuff out and they can do all the work.
Well, Lukey was a bit of a tradie, so I go into business with him.
What's his trade?
It was carpenter.
Oh, nice.
And Tay was an electrician.
Oh, really?
He was stunning.
Mate, you guys got the whole building.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got everything covered here.
Mate, you got to have someone doing some stuff. Maybe you can just be a labourer and mix some concrete or something like that.
I'll just go back to pouring beers at the pub.
Yeah. Good stuff. That's it. Any ambitions to own a pub around here or anything like that in WA?
Oh, not really. If I do finish, I'll probably just go back to mum and dad's and help them out, but not really at this point in time. Yeah.
Good. Who knows? I'd love to own a pub. I'm going to be sick.
Mate,
Tamblup Hotel's up for sale, mate. I think it's about $250,000 they want for it.
Trying to plug it.
Yeah, mate, publican's allergic to money, mate. Yep. Always closed. Stitch up. he hates money, mate, apparently. What was I talking about? Won the Beacon Award 2018, mate. How was that?
No, it was good. I honestly had no idea I was even eligible for it. So I'm sitting at the table, singing, they come up, Beacon Award nominees, and they come up with me. Am I actually eligible for this thing? And I'd had a few beers by then because I'm not. And then they call my name up. I'm walking up. I'm shit myself and get up there. The speech wasn't too bad. And I go, and I walk down. And I go, look, is my speech all right? He goes, yeah, not too bad. And I was like, thank God. Yeah, because I didn't actually know I was eligible.
Yeah, it's weird because you've already been there a year, obviously, but I don't know what the parameters are.
I think it's the same as the Rising Star.
Yeah.
I found out that night.
Days, man. Easy
peasy. But they didn't even give you a heads up.
No.
So not even go light on the drinks.
I had no idea.
Right. That's a stitch.
Complete surprise, yeah. You're a bit of a sniff for the bacon, mate, so just chill out a bit.
I knew I wouldn't have touched it.
Yeah, put the spotlight right on you. Oh, you never know. Might have settled the nerves. A bit of Dutch courage, you know. Anyway. So, own a horse.
Yep.
Mankind, mate.
Yeah.
Named after the wrestler or just...
I think it was named before we got it.
Okay.
So, we didn't get to choose, but...
How do you enjoy that? Exciting times?
Yeah, it is. We got Valis training it, so he's worked some wonders, and we've got a couple wins, so it's already paid off, the horse, and... Whatever we do now is just go straight to the Skyrock and hopefully can get a couple more wins. It runs this Saturday at Belmont. So there's a tip for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down right now, mate.
How do you find the excitement of it winning a race, mate? Is it the same as maybe winning a game?
Oh, it's more way more exciting winning the race. I remember we were all there running at first race. It was right on the line and we watched it and we all jumped on each other, Ballers, all the other boys in it. And then we've run down to the stall to see it and got a photo of it. Oh, it's so exciting.
Fantastic. And was that Belmont?
Yeah, Belmont.
Do you get, when you get to Ascot, mate, get into the winner's lounge afterwards, they give you free beers. That's always good. Managed to sneak in there one day. It's good I think I was Doran Verbruggen that day as a part owner of a horse. Not me, obviously, but that was always good. Horse racing, good fun and exciting. Anything else you do outside of footy with sport or anything like that?
No, really. Play a bit of Fortnite.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
A lot of us boys play. Squad up and stuff, but other than that, not really.
Yeah, my 11-year-old, he's now big into it. he does things I don't understand what's going on. Like, I was happier when we were just playing 2K because that was easy for me. But he's doing this stuff. I'm like, mate, I got nothing. I got nothing. Can't help you. How much time would you spend on the old Fortnite, mate?
Oh, at least 2 hours a night. Yeah. I just get home. You're pretty knackered from training and stuff. So you just jump on and
bang.
That easy.
Console of choice?
PS4, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Always been a PS4 man.
Yeah, it's better controllers, better on the hands. Yeah. Better on the hands.
Yeah,
people don't understand this. Xbox is just a little bigger.
Yeah, it's like Xbox, you get all the little kids too.
Yeah,
talk trash on it.
That's a good point.
What, the kids are talking trash? Like, come on, mate.
A little 10-year-olds, they get on there and they abuse you. Brutal. Bloody brutal.
So talk us through the dyed hair. What actually happened, mate? Because it's one of the biggest stories in Docker's history, just about.
And on the rain, the listeners want to know. Yeah. On the purple rain, mate. They want to know.
Well, Luke actually copied me. Let's get that straight. We're out for brekkie one night. One morning, yeah. Should I say. And Luke goes, I'm going to get my hair dyed platinum. I go, well, I actually had highlights in high school. So I'll take along and get them done. It was the worst idea of your life. The highlights actually looked shocking. But now it's not. Getting better. Starting to grow on people.
Did you do the cap with the highlights or did you do the foil?
The foil. Yeah.
Yeah, I did the cap once, mate. Never do it again.
What's the cap?
Cap is you put this cap on and then they get this hook and then they pull the hair through the holes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
What
we do for fashion, mate.
I don't know, mate. I've dyed in some grey ones. Here, mate, so that's what I have. A bit of salt and pepper. Happy days. Fantastic, mate. And supporting any teams? And do you follow the NBA much, being a basketball guy?
I actually don't have a preferred team. I've just LeBron, Ben Simmons. Don't really actually have a team. I used to be a massive Derrick Rose fan, so I always used to follow Chicago Bulls, but when he got injured, I sort of went away from him.
Yeah. So a bit flat Ben Simmons isn't coming out, mate, to WA?
Oh, a little
coming
bit.
Out to Australia? It's a bit...
Yeah. I thought he'd come and give us all a visit. But...
Yeah.
He's just learning how to shoot,
just inked a new one, hasn't he? Like one, is it 145 over 5?
I don't think it's been inked yet.
157. Yeah, you just did it today. Yeah. I think 157.
157.
Something.
Yeah. Sorry, I shaved off a few million.
Can't come play for Australia, mate.
No.
Apparently, I've heard that he was upset he didn't get picked as a 14-year-old or something for Australia. And that's why he doesn't really like playing for Australia. Because like when he was 14 years old, he didn't get picked in like a World Cup squad. And he's like, nah. Stick it up your ass. Like, I was
surely
like,
he builds a bridge.
Mate. Well,
there's 157 million reasons to build that bridge, mate. Like, surely.
US as well. That's good chicken.
Yeah.
Oof, hot dog.
Now, on the topic of basketball, and I always try and change the subject where I can, the Dockers have a pretty good lineup. If I was talking to Andy and Chez, like, you guys would have a pretty formidable... If we went... AFL over to the AFL teams now present a basketball team. I reckon we'd be right up there.
I think we would as well.
Who do you reckon would be the starting five for the Dockers?
Well, you'd put obviously myself in there.
Yeah. Where are you playing?
Point guard. Yeah. Point guard. You'd put Darcy Tucker in there, a lethal shooter, does not miss.
Did not know that.
Does not miss. And then you'd probably put Big Spider at centre.
Yeah.
No one would be able to stop him. Just pass it into him and dunk it.
Yeah.
And then that leaves a couple more spots up for, I don't know who really.
Rory Lobb.
He's not bad. Griffin Logue. Yeah. He used to play back in the day.
Did he play at Guildford?
Yeah.
Because I reckon I would have coached against him then.
I think he played a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have, because he's a rower.
Oh, so he wouldn't have played first.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe played basketball during the week. Like normal
level. Now, I asked this question because one of the auction items for the Freo Dockers is to play a 2-on-2 game, but you're not there, mate. It's Sonny Walters and Lukey Ryan, I think it is.
I had to step in for Sonny.
Oh.
So I did do that.
Okay.
So you did it last time?
Yeah,
no, you're doing it now.
I've done it and I did it the year
How'd
before.
How'd you go on the 2-on-2? Did you dominate against some like...
Surely.
I just could not miss.
Yeah.
I was like, you're right. I was just on fire.
Yeah.
You're like, let him win, go. Yeah. And you're like, no, mate. Just, buckets. I've got the hottest hand.
I went out and shot the other day and I went 18 from 20 from 3.
Oh,
like, I just shot it, walked in, grabbed my rebound, walked back out, shot it again, 13 in a row.
How do you find the facilities here with the basketball? Is it fun just to have a bit of a shoot around?
Yeah, we actually used to get out there a lot, but we haven't actually gone out there too much lately. But yeah, it's amazing to get out there and just shoot some hoops.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Last question, basketball promise, mate, and then we'll get back to AFL. Yeah. Who's the best shooter? You said Darcy Tucker's lethal, but if you measure anyone up, like... Yourself. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I like that. And he's got confidence.
Tuck some Sonny's. Sonny's a good shot.
You wouldn't have him in the starting five, but
I would put him in. Yeah.
That's a good starting five.
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, let's get into some rapid fire questions. Nice and easy, mate. First one. Latest show you've Netflix binged or Stan or whatever it is that you binged on?
Lucifer.
Lucifer?
I've just started that and flying through it.
What season are you up to?
Season 3.
Gets better.
I started like 2 weeks ago.
It's good.
Ooh, yeah.
That's
very,
good
very good.
I just watch it every night before I get to bed.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, next one from me. Favourite sports team outside of the AFL?
Oh, I don't know. Lakers. Okay. LeBron.
Nice. Well, how do you think they're going to go this year with AD?
I think they're red hot favourites.
Yeah? Oh, the West is pretty tight. The West is tight when you look at those teams.
He's going to play more than 50 games in the season. AD. Mm. Questionable.
They just got Boogie.
Yeah.
Boogie as well.
Yeah.
Boogie. Kuzma. Yeah. If he stays fit.
Yeah. Well, Clippers are good. Clippers. Golden State will still be good. Rockets will be good.
I reckon Curry will have a good, really good year.
Yeah. If you scrape through the finals, mate, I'll be pretty happy.
Well, you guys, there's Golden State Warriors, man, of course.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But Clay's out until...
Probably playoffs, deep into the playoffs, I reckon.
So if they make it, you never know.
Never know, mate.
But they got D'Angelo Russell, D-Russ.
Yeah.
As long as he's not ratting people out.
Sorry. Very, very, very interesting, the basketball and the chains. I'd be in the East in a heartbeat. I'd be like, just trade me to the East. I want to play in the playoffs. Get me there. There's no one over there.
Guaranteed finals berth.
Yeah.
Surely.
Definitely. What do we got? Next one. If you went AFL play, what do you reckon you'd be doing?
Pouring beers at the pub.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Which Freo Dockers player outside of yourself would best be suited on Love Island?
Duh, Lukey Ryan, hands down.
Okay.
Yep.
You reckon you'd tear it up?
Yep.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Fantastic. And favourite Rossism?
Let the cobbles cobble.
Yeah. Let's come up a bit.
Seems to be the favourite.
Another question. Who's the best imitator of Ross? Who's got the best Ross imitation? Or is this like classified information?
I'm not too bad. I don't know. But I'd say Griffin Logue.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
But no one really does it. Too scared to.
Thanks, Brendan, for coming on, mate. It's been a real pleasure. And, mate, good luck for the rest of the season, eh?
Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thanks,
mate.
Thank you.